Hallelujah. Let me speak over your life in the name of Jesus. You came for this meeting tonight. I decree and declare. I want to speak these seven capitals over your life. And as I mentioned them, I want you to shout a loud amen. The grace for meekness and teachability. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, the grace for skill and competence. I release it upon your life right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me. The grace for a life of credibility, integrity. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Number four, the passion to pursue wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I release that grace upon you now. Number five, the mantle of favor like you have never experienced. In the name of Jesus, may it land upon your life now. I hope your heart is open. Number six, every relationship needed for this new season of exploits that would translate even to bring financial abundance. In the name of Jesus, step into that relationship now. Step into that relationship in the name of Jesus. And finally, the power to prosper that comes upon men, that anointing, that engracing that can rest upon a man and compel things to start working. In the name of Jesus, you have come for this service. You are connecting from across the globe. Receive that anointing right now. Receive that anointing right now. Receive that anointing right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. From tonight, let the basis of your confidence not be the money in your account or the physical things you have. No. A combination of meekness and skill and a good name, credibility. Are we together? And light, knowledge, understanding, and then favor, and then strategic relationships and the anointing. You have that. Businesses, investments, jobs, or any physical platform are only a means to give these spiritual values expression. But you cannot have this and then go down financially. No. No. When the devil wants to destroy your finances, he will not come and attack your business or your investments or your job. He will first destroy and stop you from having this. He will bring pride, he will bring laziness and incompetence. Once he has crumbled this capital from your life, then you find out that it will start having a physical effect on your business. You will now blame the business, blame the investment, blame the finance. But what is really to be blamed are the relationships not working, or the incompetence, or the absence of the anointing. Are we together now? The anointing settles the issue of demon spirits, curses, yokes. The anointing has the assignment of breaking the yoke. So when the anointing is not there, demon spirits, all kinds of wicked spirits can come. When I found this, I began to rejoice. Listen to me. Next time you put your hand in your pocket and you bring out nothing, or next time you look at your bank account and you see the reading, nothing to write home about, don't let the devil lie to you and say you are poor. And then don't lie to yourself. Some of you have money, but you do not have true riches. No meekness, no competence, no relationships, no nothing. But somebody just trusted you with a million or a few millions, and you believe you are sustainably rich. The bankruptcy of this capital will eventually plunge you into penury. This is what God is avoiding. Now, I'd like you to prophesy and don't feel bad. I'd like you to declare that you and poverty will never have to meet again. That in the name of Jesus, please don't be silent. Whether as an individual, as a ministry, that in the name of Jesus in your lifetime, regardless your background, regardless what has happened before your coming, that you will be the one to change, to rewrite these narratives. I want you to curse the spirit of poverty. Someone lift your voice and pray. It is important that you prosper. It's important that you enjoy material abundance, material blessings. It is important you are free from financial worries, financial captivity. It is God's will to give you the kingdom, His good pleasure. As a man of God, I want you to pray that you will not be limited as far as finance is concerned. The books will be written. The conferences will hold. The church will be built. Souls will be saved. Lives changed. Believers equipped and mentored. You are a businessman. I want you to pray. You run an NGO. I want you to pray. I will not be limited because of finances. And in this economic, with all the economic problems across the globe, in the name of Jesus, my case will be different. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I am walking in abundance. I'm walking in increase, no going down. 10 years from now, if Christ tarries, I'm still standing, going from glory to glory, trading these true riches for physical blessings. In the name of Jesus, let me give you an assignment before I speak over your life. I want you to go back home. Please write this 7 spiritual capital. Write it down and begin to probe your life one by one. Which of these are not at work in your life? And the ones that are there, to what degree? Take it as a project. Just humble yourself and do what I'm asking you to do. Work on meekness. Work on competence, right? Work on all of these things, and you watch the things that begin to happen in your life. When these forces start playing themselves over your finances, you will not know dryness. Believe me, this is not just a prophetic word. I'm telling you what will happen.